The U.S. dollar strengthened slightly as global attention turned to Ukrainian President Zelensky's White House visit alongside European leaders. President Trump suggested Zelensky could end Russia's war by foregoing NATO membership and accepting the loss of Crimea annexed by Russia in 2014 as part of a peace deal. Trump's envoy noted Putin's agreement to robust security guarantees for Ukraine, potentially resembling NATO-style protections, which Zelensky has welcomed. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve's daily indicated two rate cuts are likely this year, balancing inflation and labor goals, while noting the economy is slowing but not weak. On trade, Trump delayed China's tariffs due to its Russian oil purchases, while EU efforts to protect digital rules are stalling a U.S. trade statement, causing impatience among allies like Japan and the U.K. One European bank highlighted that a stronger euro, U.S. tariffs, and global trade uncertainties are hurting European exports, with Eurozone data showing 2.4% monthly and 10 to 12% yearly drop in exports to the U.S. and China. U.S. data releases today include the New York Fed Business Activity Survey and NAHB Housing, with focus then shifting to Fed Chair Powell's upcoming Jackson Hole speech. That's all for now.